A fellow was having a drink at a bar, and he noticed that there was a man at the next table who obviously had way too much to drink. And so the man thought to himself, you know, I'm going to be a good Samaritan. I'm going to make sure this guy gets home safe and sound. So he got the fellow's address from the bartender, and he helped the fellow. The fellow collapsed. He picked him up, took him to the car. He fell again. He picked him up off the ground, put him in the car, drove him to the house, knocked on the door. The fellow fell down again. He picked him up, and the door opened, and the fellow said, I brought your husband home. And the wife said, well, thank you very much, but where's his wheelchair? We're all called to be good Samaritans. Today's gospel tells us we have to treat people with mercy. Jesus says, go and do likewise. When we take a look at this passage from Luke chapter 10, we see the scholar of the law came up to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do to get to heaven? Isn't that a question we all want the answer to, right? We all want to get to heaven. We all want to see God for all eternity, to be happy with God. We want to see the beatific vision, the angels, the saints, our Blessed Mother. So what must we do to inherit eternal life? Well, of course, the answer is love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, do this and you will live. So we're saved by the grace of God and us responding generously to the grace of God by loving the Lord and our neighbor. But then the scholar says, well, who is my neighbor? And so in response to this, Jesus gives his greatest of all the parables, the parable of the Good Samaritan, about the man who fell victim to robbers on the road that went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Back in those days, it was known as the Bloody Road because of the number of robberies that would take place on that road. It was a very steep road. It was a 20-mile long journey, and it descended over 2,000 feet between Jerusalem to Jericho. So it was a place where many robbers would hang out. And if somebody was foolish enough to walk there by themselves, they, of course, would be beaten and robbed. That's what happened to this poor fellow. It says he was stripped of his clothes. He was beaten. They left him half dead in a pool of blood. And then three people walk by. The first one to walk by is the priest. He sees this man lying there. It says he passes by on the opposite side. I don't have to tell you, that's my least favorite sentence in the whole gospel. So then the Levite comes by. Now the Levites were like the deacons. The deacon saw the man lying there and he walked by on the opposite side. That's Deacon Jake's least favorite sentence in the gospel. But then a Samaritan walks by, a man who was hated and despised, and yet it says he was moved with compassion, moved with mercy at the sight of this poor victim. And it says he got off his animal, and then it says he bandaged the man, he poured water, he cleaned him, he poured oil and wine to heal and cleanse his wounds. He lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, stayed up all night caring for him, and the next day paid silver coins to the innkeeper and said, this will cover everything so far, but I'll come back and I will repay whatever is extra. If this is not enough, I'll come back and pay the rest. And then Jesus says, which one of these was a true neighbor? And of course, the answer is the one who treated him with mercy. And then Jesus tells us, go and do likewise. Which one of these are we? Are we the priest or the Levite who walks by, wants to keep our distance from the poor, don't want to be involved in certain ways? Or are we like the Samaritan when we're moved with compassion, moved with pity, when we see the sufferings of others, the poverty of others? Are we moved with mercy to try to show them the love of God and to reach out with the corporal and spiritual works of mercy to help them? Our example, of course, is Christ. Jesus was our good Samaritan. The human race was like that man beaten and robbed. The human race was stripped of original sin by the state of grace. We were stripped of the state of grace by the devil. We were left half wounded, lying on the ground. Jesus came down and picked up broken humanity. And he washes us with the waters of baptism. And then he pours into our life the wine of the Holy Eucharist and the oils of the sacraments of the anointing and confirmation. And so the Lord restores our dignity. He bandages us, forgives our sins and confession, and then he places us in the care of the inn, which is his church. And the Lord gives those coins of the spiritual treasures to the church to take care of us until Jesus comes again at the second coming. So we are that victim. Humanity is that victim, left stripped of original, stripped of sanctifying grace, wounded by sin. Jesus picks us up, cares for us, gives us the sacraments, gives us the church, and then he will come again. But in the meantime, we're in the care of Holy Mother Church. Now, how do we relate this parable of the Good Samaritan to our lives? Well, we're very blessed, Holy Trinity, to have many ways to serve the poor. And, for example, the one group that we started years ago is called the Samaritans. And that's why we chose that name, because we're trying to be Samaritans to those in need. And thanks to your contributions in the envelopes and the Samaritan envelope and the other collections for them, in the last number of years, we've actually distributed almost $50,000 worth of financial assistance to those in need, helping people with food, gas, electric, heat, rent, giving emergency assistance, medical bills. See, that's how we can help people as a Samaritan. So Samaritans are doing an incredible job. And then we're also so blessed in our parish to have another one of our ministries, the House of Mercy, started by our beloved Father Jack and Kelly Ross. It grew as a prayer group from Holy Trinity and now really is a worldwide ministry. We focus on helping people close at home, in our own parish, in our county, in our area. But we also think about the hungry and the starving people throughout the world. And it's so beautiful to see what the Lord has done with this ministry. And this is our ministry here at Holy Trinity. It's one of our special apostolates, a way that we can help to serve the poor. Now, the loss of Father Jack has been a terrible, a difficult loss for me personally, and I know for all of us. But we're carrying on his legacy. We're continuing his great work of not being the priest who walks to the other side of the road, but who reaches down to help out the needy and the poor. I've been asked to be the new spiritual director of the House of Mercy. I've agreed to do that. It's a great honor and a great privilege for me to be the new spiritual director of the House of Mercy. I need your prayers and support. This is our ministry here at Holy Trinity to help our local people as well as those throughout the world. One of the blessings is that we're expanding the House of Mercy from the small place in Manassas to a huge facility right off of Wellington Road, just 3 or 4 miles from here. It's only about, takes about 4 minutes to get there from the church. If you know where that Merrifield Garden Center is, it's the warehouse just to the right of that, right on Wellington. And we're expanding our programs. We're going to make a huge food pantry. Besides the small one we've had, now we have a huge food pantry. We'll continue to sponsor families and children. I know many of you already do that, $30 a month to adopt and sponsor a child or a family. So we need more people to do that. Continue when we move into this a new facility around October 1st to give clothing and other items for the thrift store. The poor will continue to receive what they need for free, but we will have the thrift store that will help to fund these other programs, like the meal packing program. It's our goal to pack over 1 million meals during the next year. We have a meal packing event here at Holy Trinity on Monday, August 2nd from 9 to 12. So I encourage you to join us that day. You can bring the kids, ages 6 and over. And the House of Mercy is something that the whole family can be involved in different ways. So our goal is by each person within an hour, a couple hours, can pack about 300 meals that will then be shipped out to the starving and the hungry throughout the world, in Haiti, in the Ivory Coast, and other areas of great natural disaster and great need. As Father Jack always said, taking care of the poor will change your life. It is such an important thing. And we'll be able to, at the House of Mercy, use it really as a center for evangelization, to reach out to people, to have Bible studies and classes. And we'll have Mass there on Fridays at noon, starting in October. So we'll get other priests involved as well. So this is something that we need your help and we need your support. We need, obviously, your prayers. We need you to volunteer, to donate food, to donate clothing, to donate some time every week to help serve the poor. Remember us on a monthly basis so we can pay the new rent over there. And so please help us. And that's the best way, I think, to be a Samaritan, is to really get involved in serving the poor. Not at a distance, not on the other side of the road, but literally to be there to help the poor in person. God bless you.